Shannon and I like to watch movies on Netflix, and the movie we watched last week was I Feel Pretty. It's got Amy Schumer in it, who's a very talented comic actress, and she plays a character who constantly compares herself to very beautiful supermodels. And as a result, she doesn't feel like she's attractive. Well, as can happen in the movies, she hits her head. And when she recovers, she looks in the mirror and she's convinced that now she is pretty. Now, no one else sees a difference, but in her own mind's eye, she's beautiful. And with her newfound confidence, she feels that she's equal to all those attractive supermodels. And she begins to act accordingly. With her confidence, she goes out and finds the job of her dreams. She makes new friends, and she gets a boyfriend. Well, you can probably guess what happens. And it's not a spoiler to say that there is indeed another bonk in the head. And you can imagine what happens then. But you'll be happy to know that in the end it is a happy ending, because it's a Hollywood movie after all. But what makes the Amy Schumer's character believable is, I think we can all relate to her on one way or another. It's about self-image and poor self-esteem. It's very common for us to compare ourselves to people we think are better than us, people who might be more attractive, more successful, more talented, richer, somehow better. And we look to ourselves and we find ourselves wanting. Well, I think these longings make us human. We are social creatures who crave connection and relationship. We long to be acknowledged and affirmed. We long to belong. We long to be loved for who we are. The passage from Jeremiah we heard read this morning points us in the direction of God's deep longing. Not only do we long for connection, so does God. The prophet Jeremiah speaks to a people in exile. Jerusalem and the temple have been destroyed, and the nation of Israel has been taken to Babylon. Everything they've held dear, all their assumptions have been wiped away. It's a catastrophe. They feel like maybe God has abandoned them. Now, the prophet Jeremiah has been warning Israel that this would happen. Israel had forgotten God and not kept their end of the covenant relationship. The relationship had become broken. But now, instead of yet another warning or an admonition or I told you so, Jeremiah makes this pronouncement. He says, "The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made." God has not forgotten the promises made to Israel. God is faithful and yearns to keep the covenant promise. Even though Israel as a nation had ignored all the warnings of Jeremiah and had not kept their part of the relationship, God was faithful and did not abandon them. God yearned to be reconciled with Israel. God's promise of a renewed future gave Israel hope. God will keep the promise God made not only to restore Israel, but to provide a new leader who will, it says, execute justice and righteousness in the land. And it's this leader that we Christians recognize as Jesus. Jesus is the fulfillment of God's promise not only to Israel, but to all people. And through Jesus, God yearns for a relationship with each one of us, calls us into a relationship. And so we begin the Advent season with Jeremiah's oracle of hope. Hope for the future. We can think of Advent as a season of longing, a season of expectation. It's a time when we can acknowledge the deep longing at the core of our being. We long to be acknowledged and affirmed. We long to belong. We long to be loved for who we are. God offers the promise of deep gladness. For God loves us. When we open ourselves to God's presence in our lives, we experience that deep gladness, that deep affirmation. God acknowledges and affirms each one of us. God invites us into a community where we each find a place, where we each belong. God loves each one of us with a love without limit, without condition, unearned. In giving thanks for these gifts that come from God, we experience the deep gladness that comes from knowing in our heart of hearts that our longings are indeed met. Our longings are met in the God who created us, the God who loves us, and the God who gives us hope. Amen.